Yo.
Just the bro. Two of us. And then there was two.
Word, right?
Oh, that's man. Crazy. Where's the fat crazy, boys man. Break up?
The journey, man.
We have the Beyonce. Like, we want some Destiny Child shit. Like, yo. What's going on, man?
No, man, you know, it's tough out here
it's
now.
It's tough out here in these podcast streets. You know what I mean? Man. Nah, Michelle, this episode, we wanted to do a men's episode because mm-hmm. me and the bro, we always talk about it for a long time, how we never had an episode of us, like just us, just mm-hmm. kicking it and just talking about like mental health and things of like how we, like as black men, like what we go through on some like a daily, you know, basis.
Definitely need it, man.
Yeah. Even with a disability too, like you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we always got the lady in the middle and stuff. It was Frenchie or Michelle. I know you guys love Michelle. Michelle did such like a great job.
Yeah, she was, yeah,
shout out to Michelle. Cool. She enjoyed the podcast, and I feel like make sure you guys check out the last episode. It was a lot of jewels, a lot of stuff that we dropped in there.
Yeah, that was heavy, really good episode. I feel like we touched on all kinds of stuff. It was wide, you know, topics, bunch of topics that we touched on. That was really good. So
So make sure y'all go check that out. Man. But yeah, so you know, me and bro always be on the phone. We be chopping it up like life stuff, and we was like, yo, why not just bring this to the podcast? Because a lot of you know men hit us up. Mm-hmm. About like mm-hmm. a whole bunch of things, like how you do this, you know what I'm saying, about women. It's like the fucking...
Me, it's just like regular conversations you and I be having, like we be at on the phone or at each other's crib, man. Just
right,
talking.
Offline.
Just,
And, you know, maybe a lot of dudes could take whatever they get out this. Mm-hmm. For women too, because we're going to talk on a lot of bases, a lot of different, you know, perspectives and stuff. But it's like, you know what I mean? I feel like as like males sometimes, our voice is not heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are silent a lot of times. You know what I mean?
Totally agree.
And to have, like, a proper perspective, because there's other podcasts out there that, like, sometimes these guys be chatting and, you know, it comes from a lot of trauma, I think, a lot of times. Like, a lot of these dudes be out here forcing their trauma about, you know, a girl must have broken her in third grade.
Dudes got broke up in third grade.
Yeah, like.
And they still pushing right. that. Yeah, they still talking. Yeah, speaking from that place, so.
Hurt, like a hurt place. So it's like, and that doesn't do anything for our community. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
It's not giving women a proper perspective inside of the brothers that are really,
Especially solid dudes. You be seeing a lot of dudes out there. And you look at the nigga, you be like, yo, how you did not get no girls, girl. Like, you could, look, your hairline busted. Yeah. You just got in front of a mic, and now all of a sudden, you could talk about women and stuff like that. Like, bro, like, you could tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
Yeah, most of because it's crazy. Most of the guys, like, you know, don't feel comfortable. I feel like most of the stand-up guys, anyway, don't feel comfortable, like, just speaking about, you know, their pain or just or going through their hurt. I mean, speaking, because we don't get hurt anyway, like you said. We just be like, all right, whatever. Like, so we don't want to talk about it. We just deal with it. We just figure out a way to deal with it. Yeah, we take it on the chin and figure out a way to deal with it. So, man. Whereas these guys, they jump at the first opportunity, like, they want to get in, push their crazy scenarios. Narrative or whatever they, situations. But yeah.
Word. So what's good, bro? How you feeling, man? It's ending the year, December, new year 2024.
New year, new you type shit. Oh, man. I'm all right, man. I'm good. I'm just like coasting. I'm not up, not down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, you know, this year was a great year, another great year. It's right now, it's kind of slow. It's kind of slow. But I'm taking it with grace. Like, I feel like I work so much that usually you don't give yourself that grace, right? You just keep, and living in New York City, it's just constant, nonstop. Yeah, it's just, so sometimes you just want to like decompress, man. I feel like that's what's been going on like the past couple months. Like work, there haven't been that much work going on as far as like modeling and stuff. Did a bunch of auditions. I didn't get any. So it's crazy because this guy hit me yesterday. He said that. He said he just moved. One of the brothers, he had a disability, a limb difference. Mm-hmm. And, he was saying like how he just moved to the city. Like, man, I haven't got a job in months, like 6 months. Mm. And I was telling him like, it gets dry spells like that. Sometimes, you know, that's why when it's good, it's good. And you got to put money away. And when, you know, it's just so you can have some cushion for the days that when it's not, you feel what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it's been the past couple months, but I know as soon as next year pop, you know, I'm very optimistic. I'm not one of those guys. Even when it is bad. I'm still like, it's gonna get better. Like, yeah. I just know that, you know, it's not gonna rain forever. So I'm all right, man. I'm cool, man. I'm feeling good.
You know? How you feel like ending the year as the, are you feel like you ending the year strong? Like, are you, do you still have, like, you see what I'm saying? You know how we started 2023? Is that energy still the same as when you ended the 2023?
No, I'm not gonna lie. It's not. It's not. Especially like being in this, like giving myself this grace and decompressing, I'm not gonna lie, I really don't want to do much. Mm. Yeah, so I know I'm not really ending the year up strong, which usually I usually do, and it gives me some momentum going into the new year. Like usually I start like when I have like an idea every year or something, or something I want to do the next year, and I usually start in like November just to get the ball rolling. Mm. So like by the time January come, I'm out the gate, I'm taking off, right? Right. But this year is a little different, you know, and I'm owning it, and it's okay with me. I'm not pressed. Like it's all right. Yeah, I feel like it's all right that I'm like that.
You ain't really dwelling on it too much. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna let it impact you too much, but
yeah, I don't want to stress
going
over
through
it.
What you're going through.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, and letting it be what it is. So yeah.
Nah, that's a fact. Yeah.
What about you?
I feel like it's crazy because the beginning of the year, 2023, started off cool. Mm-hmm. It was good. The middle of the year got a little hectic for me. It's crazy. I went through a little breakup. Mm-hmm. I was beefing with my family member, my sister and shit. You know, it was just like, just tough life shit was my pops getting older. So, you know what I mean? You could hear in his voice. Like, that's some shit they don't prepare you for, like your parents getting older and shit. Like, I could hear in his voice. Mm-hmm. So that shit is a scary thing. Like, damn, like, I'm looking at my parents throughout my whole life like they're supposed to be this figure, like they're never going to die.
You think they're going
to
be here forever,
yeah,
man.
It's like, you know, it's kind of sad to see them get old in the ways like their voices, they're moving a little different and shit. So, but, you know, it's pretty much just life stuff, I think, just hit me, you know what I mean? But it's surprisingly, like, after that, like a little, I'd say around like after June, ended up real strong. Like, I finished that real strong. I'm like real happy how my year ended, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's crazy because the rough time between, like, I say, like, May and March when, you know what I mean? Like, you know, because we all go through certain shit and, you know, we have our days. Like, I embraced those days I was going through. And I think that's what make, like, my good days great.
No, yeah, you know, it's the having that gratitude, right? Yeah, I think that's what it, that's my default. Gratitude is my default. I feel like whenever I go right into it, whenever some stuff is just going really, really crazy for me, it's just, I just look to be like, okay, but at least I got this.
Word.
Okay, but at least it'd be like the simplest things. I know it sounds crazy. But it's like, even though I'm going through hell, I'm like, at least I'm alive. And I'm, you get what I'm saying? Like, thank God for waking me up today. It's really the simplest things. Or thank God for the roof over my head. Thank God for my apartment, my family, my love. I just start thinking of stuff like that, man. And I just be thankful for everything that I'm going through. Like, it's just, I take the good with the bad, man. So.
Yeah, it changes your perspective right away. Like, it flips your mindset. Like, if you're having a bad day or some shit like that, or as soon as you start thinking about something like, damn, this is what I do have, it automatically flips your mindset on like, you know, the gratitude. Form of gratitude.
Yeah, people would be too set in that mode of where, like, they just be too stuck in that of what they're going through. It blinds them.
Yeah, in fact.
Yeah, it blinds them to the point they just, like, they can't see nothing else. But, damn, I don't have any money right now. Gotta get this. I gotta get that. And it's like, dog, you're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right.
Sun gonna go up the next day. Man. It's crazy. Talking about that, a bad day. I had a horrible day like 2 weeks ago. First time in a long time. You know, you know what I mean? And it was funny because like my friends and everybody know, like, because I never talk about me having bad days and shit. So like I kind of posted something on social media that day. Mm. The following day that I talked about my bad day, because when people see me like on social media or like we talk, they always think like I'm nothing bad happens. Like I'm always smiling. They don't think like shit be happening to me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like I wanted to be real and like post something like, yo, like what happened was I woke up 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock to work out. That's the time I work out usually when I'm up to it. And like my body was in shock, like some chills, I had a fever. I was feeling like shit. Like shit. And that same day, I had to go to therapy all the way to the Bronx VA to, you know, I do something called the rewalks, like an exoskeleton.
Okay.
So they put me like in this robotic suit, like an Iron Man suit kind of. And I'm walking in it, and it helps me with my low limbs and pretty much just standing up on your legs is good, period. Like, yeah, you know, because you're always sitting down. But yeah, so I wasn't feeling great. I was feeling sick and shit. And I'm like, it was like a battle from every movement, pushing the chair, going to the bed, going into the shower. I was literally telling myself, Jesse, keep on going, keep on going. And the reason why I did that is because those are the days, like those hard days like that is where I get my strength from. Mm. So like when you see me on these type of days where I'm smiling and happy, it comes from those dark ass days. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how bad those days get. So I look at it, it's kind of crazy. I look at it in a way, it's like if I could get through that day, any other day will be easier, right? Because you know our bad days be rough.
Bro.
Like it doesn't stop. Like you know what I mean? It's with the wheelchair, it just doesn't stop. Like yeah, it just keeps on going. So like, not only that I was like really sick that day, couldn't move and stuff, my wheelchair punctured the tire.
Oh,
and bro, like you know how hard it is to push a chair with tires that's punctured. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it took me like 3 hours to get dressed. I had it in my mind. I'm like, I'm still gonna take a shower, go drive my ass to the VA, walk an hour, drive back. I don't care. I'm just gonna get through that day. It took me a while, it took me long, but man, I got through that day. After that night, I was like, I couldn't believe how I did. I don't know what I did. That was just straight up willpower. But like I said, those are the days and those are the things that make me feel like it's not a lot of things that I can't do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I know the average person would just tap out and quit.
Yeah.
And that's not for say that people should handle it that way because everybody handle their stuff a little.
Yeah.
That's how I handle it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I handle my little bad days and how I try to, because like I said, it's like kind of like a chip on my shoulder. I'm like, all right, I ain't letting this chair or this disability defeat me on that day. I'm going to look that shit straight in the face and I'm going to challenge it and I'm going to get through it. You know what I mean? And that's just my way of dealing with it. And it might not be a healthy way.
But that's what works for you.
That's what works
and
that's, for me.
But to be real, that's what like sustains us and keeps us good, like to able to deal with our disability.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because there's a lot of days that we have, bro. That can't be. If that's if you would have gave up that day, a lot of the other days you give up too. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, like, the fact that you propelled yourself and pushed and willed yourself through that, it makes the rest of the other days that are not, now that was a crazy day.
Yeah.
But you still have other bad days that are just a little lower than that, right? So you tap out to those too. You're able to go
push through those days.
Push through those days, right? Because of that day, stuff like that. Right. So I get it, bro. There's days, man, I've been like shaking, trying to put like not feeling good and I'm in the house by myself and I got to go to the ER or something and I'm like shaking, bro, like fever, you know what I'm saying? Like got a UTI, I'm trying to put my clothes on just to go to the emergency room. I'm talking about tears, bro, crying, taking like an hour just to get dressed,
you
know what I'm saying? Like shower and get dressed, bro, and I'm just like by myself in the crib, like just trembling, like, so, you know, but again, those are the days that propel, you know, me to get through and I will myself through. I see it through, you know, and I'd be in an emergency room like, man, God, get me through this. Like, I swear. And that's why, you know, it's just, again, it's the gratitude of it all. Because I'll be in the hospital the whole time and I'm looking out the window. And one thing, you know how you got like pet peeves or something like you hate? I used to hate like buses. So I would just be in the hospital and I'd be looking out the window. And it used to, the window I used to have in the this one particular ER, it always had like the city, the main street, and you could just see like buses going by and I would just be looking. And my mind would just go to like the people that are on the buses. I'd put myself on that bus and I'd be like, God, I'd do anything just to even be on the bus right
on
now.
On the bus, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't care how long it, because you know they stop at every stop. They're like, you got to be patient. Bus, right? So it's just like, yeah, I would do
anything to be on that
bus. Just be on a bus. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would just make me feel like, okay, so once I get out of here, I'm good. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's crazy you say that about like talking about this bus story. So when I first got shot and I was in the hospital, right? That shit is wild how you say that, because when I first was in the hospital, I was in the hospital for like 4 or 5 months. And one thing I missed was taking a bus going to school. And it's the bus I used to go take, it was like the 46 when I went to high school. It was like the 46 in Staten Island. And I was in the hospital. I'm like, damn, I would kill this just to get on that bus. And that's crazy, right?
Like, because you hate, yo, our patience. I used to hate the bus, bro. Like, but yeah. I swear, like, I would look out the window and I'd be like, man, I'd give anything to just be on there right now. Like,
it's crazy.
So it's just like to be in a better position than this. To not be here, not be in the hospital. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so that's always my outlook, right? And it's just like, and because of that, then I also think of like, there's always someone that's doing worse than you.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, it's just always that type of mindset. It's what keeps me grounded. Yeah. Again, like I said, it's default that I tap into, like whenever I'm going through something. And that just, it keeps me sane.
But like I said, because like I said, some people might think we don't got no rough days. I know my friend was like, I'm so happy you posted that because everybody think you always smiling and shit. I'm like, I just don't post about it all the time. Like everything is linked for social media all the time. You get what I'm saying? And those are the days I'm really attacking that day. So I don't got time to really just be posting like, it's a battle that day, right? I'm going to war that day. You get what I'm saying? Like you said, bro, you being there, like, trembling. You like you really talk. I was talking to myself, bro.
Yo.
I'm like, let's go.
Yo.
Bug the fuck out, bro. You got to talk yourself through it. You know what I mean?
Bro, that, I be praying. I be like, God. I be talking to myself like, yo, you going to be all right. You're going to be all right. I'm not dying today. I'm not giving up. You know, you be going through it, bro. Like, what?
You know, but that's, I think that's the mental toughness that we have where, you know, another person is just like, yo, fuck it, I'm giving up. I'm tapping out.
Yeah, I'm calling the place. I'm not going today. I'm going to just chill.
Just chill out.
Let them take care of me.
Yeah.
Pat me on the back. I'm good. Me, I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I got to fix this.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, bro, we have our days. And, you know, to the audience, like I said, because a lot of people do see us on social media. They like, they always ask us, like, yo, how you do this? And, yeah, we do have our bad days, bro. Like,
for
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a bad day. Just don't dwell on them. Like, you know, don't be in that funk.
But you do have one thing you have to sit in it. My thing is just don't sit in it too long.
Too long.
I like to give myself like even when I'm like if something happens, I immediately, you know, I take inventory, I access it, whatever, and I'm like, you know what? All right. I give myself like 10 minutes or something to just be upset about it. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, all right, dog. What we doing next? Like, you can't just be here all day just moping around, like, you start to make yourself feel sad. You start to look in more ways to be sad about the situation. Right. It's like, nah,
you can make yourself feel sick.
You can make yourself depressed, bro. I do something so subtle, bro. I'm like bugged. Like, I go to the bathroom, bro. I look in the mirror, start dancing. I do something mad silly and stupid, bro. Or either I just play some music. I swear, I'd be in my bathroom, bro. I just start dancing for like literally like one song, bro. And that'll change my whole mood and trajectory for the day. And I just start feeling good. Either that or, again, like motion, like get your body moving.
Right.
That's always good. A workout, you know, always going to go to that.
Yeah.
That after a workout, I always feel a lot better. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I'll be on some Heath Ledger shit. Like, they say if you ever sad, you should try it. You should definitely try it. If you're ever mad, right, and you go through a bad time, go in the mirror and start smiling. You're gonna start.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know what it does. But you're gonna. I don't know if you're not gonna feel too much better, but
no, yes, you are.
You're gonna feel better, but it's gonna make you laugh.
It's gonna make you laugh, bro.
Just try. Those of you at home, just try. I swear to you, it's something. It's weird shit. I don't know if it's your body telling you like, yo, you really should be.
Bro, you go from fake smiling because you're not really feeling it.
Yeah.
Then you start to smile a little bit. Then you start to laugh a little bit. You be like, it just, bro. I swear, it works. Yeah. It works.
It does work. Yeah.
I be talking to myself like, yo. Are you good though? Like I'll just be anything. I'll say anything, bro. But like, yeah, you gotta do that, man.
Right.
You gotta do that, yeah.
You gotta play your mind games with yourself, man. This is mental warfare we out here.
Yeah. It's mental spiritual warfare. Right. Yeah, we're going through it, man. So yeah.
All right, so Bong, we got some questions. Like people are also, you know, sending to the podcast.
Let's get it.
You know, let's get in some questions, right?
Right.
Since we all talk on the topic of like, you know, from a male perspective, and you want, you know what I mean, people want to hear that and we can elaborate on it. Somebody asks us, when's the last time somebody said that they appreciate you?
Okay. Just this last weekend, last Saturday. So I was a guest on this podcast show Oh my God, I forgot the name fart. Of it.
Huh? Brain Fart, you wrote a podcast?
Huh?
You said you wrote a Brain Fart.
Brain Fart? No, no, no. I'm trying to remember the name of the show. Uh-huh. The show, they're just getting started. It's hard for me to remember. They only like two episodes in and they wanted, it's this really sweet woman. She's really, really cool. Her name is Benet. She had me on her show. And she was like, she's just like, King, I appreciate you so much. You don't know how much like you helped me to get through my disability and become like, cause she's also now models as well. And she just started her podcast. She was like, you just helped me get out there and do everything that I'm doing. She's like, I appreciate you so, so much. And you don't know how like, gratifying that was to hear, like, you know, just like to be appreciated because we do so much that go, and you feel like it goes unnoticed, right? And once, you know, just like, and just being a dad, a father, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, do so much, you bend over, you know, it's nothing you won't do, you know, for your loved ones, you know? And yeah, a lot of times you feel like it goes unnoticed. So I really appreciated that, man. Just that small gesture, man. And just, yeah, that meant a lot to me. So yeah.
It's crazy because, like, you know, with that question, and
don't hear it often, though. Don't hear it often.
No, that's what I'm saying. I want to.
I can't remember the last time.
I want to tap into that because I feel like as men, a lot of times, like, we're very simple. To hear someone, a loved one say, I just appreciate you, will go a long way, right? Yeah. Because there's a lot of sacrifices that we make that they don't even see. Ugh. You know what I mean? Because we're not braggadocious about what we're doing, right? So I feel like a simple, I appreciate you for showing up, right? Because you don't got to show up. Play the role you really playing in a person's life or a family member's life, right? Mm-hmm. So people take that for granted, right?
Oh, for sure.
And I think a lot of men, bro, like a simple you, because we don't really ask them much, like, you know. So like a simple "I appreciate you" will go a long way.
A long way.
So like, you know,
it becomes a sense of entitlement. Like sometimes we like people. Because especially if you're a stand-up guy, where you just do and you don't look for it, you know, which most men are, though, those are the type of men that I was raised by. Mm. Like, so, you know, they just did. They just took care of home. They just took care of their wives. They just took care of the family, you know. And I don't really remember anyone saying to them either that they were appreciated. Like, you know, and I wish... Man, I wish when I was a kid, I wish I would have told them that more. My dad, my grandfather's type stuff. So,
you know what I mean?
But yeah, man.
Yeah, that's some real shit. Cause it's like I said, the things we do, a lot of like the sacrifices we do go unnoticed, right? Compared to like our counterparts, like the mother or the wife, or they always get the praise and like,
we don't get nothing. Like, yeah.
And at the end of the day, like as weird it may be or seem, we will die for our family or our loved ones, right? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, that, and I feel like respect, being appreciative of respect. We'll take that over love or anything any other day.
Main two components, bro, being a man and being in a relationship. That I take that over love, bro. If you appreciate me and you respect me, that's all I really need, bro.
Solid news, that's all you need.
That's all I really need. Yeah. That'll keep me there. That'll keep me there, keep me grounded, and keep me content. Keep me like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, keep me content. And just knowing that you're appreciated, because there's a lot of spaces where women nowadays, especially in this era, they let you know, like, I don't need you.
So
when a woman does the opposite and lets you know, like, hey, like, you know, what you do is needed and I appreciate you, and you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it goes such a long way, man.
And that shit is very simple, the easiest say.
It's
right?
Yeah, it's but very, it's so hard.
What do you think is the ego of a person?
Or? Yeah, they be a lot of them. I don't know what it is. I can't speak from their perspective. I don't know what it is that makes them feel that, you know, but yeah, to just give kudos.
Yeah, respect and appreciate. I think that goes a long way. That makes a man run through fucking buildings for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
All right. So this is something I came up with.
What's that?
You know what I mean? Because I was just watching some shit. And I was watching some shit on TikTok, right? Mm-hmm. I was watching a story on TikTok. It was about this guy was explaining this story, how he's with this dude in high school, right? They got in an altercation in high school. And I think it was around his freshman year they got in this altercation. During his sophomore year, they was in detention together, right? And during the detention, they got no more beef or no malice with each other. They just like, yo, we grew up, we just fought if our freshman year is no real beef.
Yeah.
The teacher allowed them to leave the detention center early because she had like an emergency. And when they was walking home, the dude that was like provoking the fight in their freshman year, he just started crying. And the dude was looking at him like, yo, why are you crying? Is everything all right? He was like, yo, bro, I only put my hands on you because they was putting hands on me at my house.
Damn.
And he looked at me, he was like, yo, like, my I took my demons out on you because those are demons I was facing in my house. So it's like, you never know what people dealing with. People deal with like spiritual battles and they take it out on other people, but it comes from something, right? So like you will see somebody that's angry or just always on like on 10. That it's coming from somewhere.
Coming from somewhere.
Right? Yeah, it's coming from some type of spiritual or some type of demons that they're facing, right? And like that shit hit home to me because he was like, yo, the only reason why I hit you is because I was getting hit. Right? So it made me think, like, as like, you know, we grew up in the hood, right? What do you think is the proper way for black males or to deal with aggression, right? Because I feel like we all was taught to deal in one way with violence, straight up violence. And like as I get older, like and that's something I had to work on too, because it was a time like in my early 20s, still in my 20s, but like everything, I felt like I had to prove something. Like I always like, I couldn't let nobody say nothing to me. Like, and I was a hothead, right? And then what I know being a hothead got me in a lot of trouble too. You know what I mean? You wise up. It's like, you're talking about being like emotionally intelligent. Emotionally intelligent doesn't mean you have to, like it doesn't also mean like you have to control your emotions from having outbursts, but it's just standing back and paying attention exactly to knowing exactly what's going on in front of you, right? So I'm like, my question is like, what is a good way, like how would you tell a young black kid growing up in the hood to deal with a certain altercation or an issue, right? Like, and if we're only taught one way, which is violence, how do we change, how do you think do we change that?
I would say the first thing would be to like understand your emotions. Like I feel like you would have to like tap into your emotions. I feel like a lot of times, like again, remember how I said our older, the older guys in our family, like, you know, fathers and grandparents, they didn't show, like they didn't cry in front, they didn't cry in front of us. I don't think I've seen my dad, my grandfather ever cry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would say like to like, even to mothers and to fathers, it's so, instead of putting that pressure on your son, you know, in the hood, he's like, yo, you can't cry. Yo, get up. Like, you know, Nah, yo, it's okay. Like, okay. It's okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but feel that. Feel that. Sit in it and understand why you feel that way, right? As opposed to just lashing out and just, because hurt people. That's what I got from what the story. Like, he's at home getting his hands put on him and getting beat. And so he just wanted to make someone else feel that, which is kind of, it's so crazy. Having this conversation, okay, so like with, I don't know if people know, like my brother, my younger brother, he was shot. When he got shot, I just wanted someone to feel my pain. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I wanted someone, like when he was shot, I seen my parents and my grandparents in the ER crying and stuff like that. And that's how I ended up catching my first case. Like, you know, because I wanted someone to feel
exactly how
we felt. You know, when we was in the emergency, I mean, we was in the operating room and we was in the ICU seeing my brother and stuff like that. I wanted someone's mother and I wanted their family to feel what we felt. So that's how I ended up catching my first case, which was an assault. And someone, after he got shot, someone else got shot and I ended up doing time behind it.
And that's the problem. I feel like we was always taught, it's like, why is violence the only, why violence is the only way to handle these issues? Like that is a feminine way to handle things too, right? Because meaning that is, if every time you get an altercation, it's for you to lash out.
With your emotions.
You're leading with your emotions every time.
Definitely.
And I'm like, I was always just sitting there thinking, I'm like, how do we change that? Like,
teaching a young man to be emotionally sound and emotionally intelligent, like, you know, to understand, again, like to understand his emotions and sitting in it and saying, okay, this is how I feel. It's okay to understand. It's okay to feel that way. And why, you know what I'm saying? Like, why you feel that way? And it's okay to feel that way. As opposed to like shunning it and just being like, nah, you can't, like, don't be no punk and don't be no, nah, you gotta, like me, that's the thing. That's what gets me through my day now, feeling every emotion as opposed to running from it. I feel like a lot of people still run from their emotions and stuff, right? Yeah. Like me now, no, I sit in it for a while. Cool. Mm. Okay. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm feeling. Okay. Now, how can I get past this and, you know, in a healthy way.
Right.
Like, that's the way that I deal with my... So, if I gotta cry, I cry. Mm. Bro, I will cry and be in the mirror and, like, laugh and within 5 minutes, like, right after I cry. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I just be feeling like the world is just too heavy. Like, yeah, it's on my shoulders. And I might be, you know, might be going through whatever. I may be going through health issues, family stuff, whatever it is, right? And it just becomes too much. And I be in the house by myself sometime and just let out a rare. Like, it'll come out. Yeah, but I swear, like, right after it, I will always laugh. Mm. I don't know why, I just start feeling, like, so lighter after that. Like, right. My spirit just feels so much lighter and better. And, yeah, so that's what I would... That would be my...
Suggestion.
Yeah.
But we need more, like, leaders and, like, people that's, like, guiding younger men.
Towards that.
Because I feel like... The elders, like growing up, like the OGs in my hood, they wasn't talking about emotional intelligence. They wasn't talking about
some, this definitely some new stuff.
But it's
healthy. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wasn't. Yeah. My father, he's just now like getting soft. He's 60s. Yeah. He's like 61. Mm. He's just now getting like learning how to be softer. Like, you know, I'm glad I caught it before, you know what I'm saying? Like this age, opposed to, you know, waiting until I'm 60 something to realize, like, yo, I ain't gotta be hard all the time. Or like, especially like with my kids and stuff. Like, I'm like, my daughter always say, like, dad, you're like the affectionate one. Mm. Like, as opposed to her, my mom.
She, yeah, like, figuring out how to parent in a different,
way. Yeah, different, in a healthy way, in a different way. Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, she said something to me too. It kind of, That was tough to take. She said, "Dad, you're like really, you were like the affectionate one. Like, you know, you always came in the, like, you know, at night you put us to bed. You know, said I love you, give us kisses and stuff like that. And you know, you always hugged us and showed us affection and say I love you. Always be verbally like said I love you and stuff like that. She like, so that's why, like, you know, when you and mom split, like when you left, the house was like." Cold.
It was a little different. Yeah, it was different.
She said it was a big piece missing. Like, right. Once you left, that was tough to take. You know,
because a lot of times those patterns can continue down to like the younger generation and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much so that she said at the time boyfriend, he was like, "Why don't you?" He was like, "Yo, well, how come every time like I try to hug you or try to move?" Touch you or get affectionate with you, you'd be like,
you know, you backing off.
Yeah. And she said she had to catch it because she said her mom was like kind of like that. Which she was though when I was with her. She was like that too. Kind of really like tough and like just I don't know. That
come from something and it come from a hurt.
Definitely. Part, and she said she didn't want to be that way in her relationship and with her son either. Right. So she assessed it and was like, okay, I gotta fix up. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, and I feel like those conversations, like, a lot of times, I feel like society try to put, like, black men into a box, right? Yeah. Meaning that it's like, you see on social media or, like, you know, hip-hop, you either be super thugged out or, like, you some say it's no
in-between. Yeah, overly masculine. Like, right. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of black men deal with, like, identity crisis through that because if you don't, you know, growing up, you don't have that certain look or you're not that tough, you're not going to get a certain look from a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but me personally, like, that's why I always preach just be yourself. Like me, you know, I'm myself anyway. Like, I could be, like, one thing I'm, like, you know, I'm proud of is that, like, I could be on Wall Street talking about Jim Cramer and talk about the S&P 500. Mm-hmm. And, like, I could have a crazy vernacular, you know what I mean? I could talk that talk. Right. Mm-hmm. But also I love my filler words. I like saying and like. Or I could be in a hood shooting dice with the guys. Like, but I'm still me. Like, it doesn't dictate, it doesn't take my black card away. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of black men are scared to venture out and just be who they are. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like society, you almost want us to be stoic in a sense. Like, you can't even, like, you know, be who you have to be one way in order to fit, to be a black man. And that's not true.
It's not
that's
really
totally
true.
Not true. We have so many dimensions
it's
to
not,
us.
Yeah.
Just like the black women.
Right.
So many different dimensions to, you know, that's what makes us who we are. Yeah, that's what makes us beautiful in that sense too.
Right.
Which is why everyone steals from us.
Not facts, yeah.
Yeah, which is why everyone, they come and take a piece and all.
Right.
So,
and that's why, like, I pride myself of, like, I love to have, like, so much layers about me and, you know, and like I said, just, you know, having that conversation with your daughter, I like, I wish, like, you know what I'm saying, those type of stories are portrayed more on social media because it shows a different side of a black male. It's not hyper masculine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It shows different sides and, like, I always try to, like, you know,
not even... Not to cut you up, bro, because for her, like, I'm the softest, bro. Like, me and her, bro, we be crying on the phone.
Right.
We be going through it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it always brings us closer, like,
you
know?
Right.
I love our bond and our relationship, man. You know, she's, like, she I don't... I try not to judge, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, who am I, right? Like, so... And I guess that's what brings her closer and, you know, to me. And because I don't, you know, I just don't judge. Let her be her.
And so
that way she feels heard and she feels seen, you know, and that's why she feels like she can come and talk to me about pretty much anything. And I love that. That's what makes, I love about our relationship, you know? So, yeah, man. So, and I feel the same way. Like, I'm so many different dimensions to me. Like, I'm not just one way, bro. You can't just, you know, I be on my workout stuff, bro. Like, even look what I'm doing, bro. I got my clothing line.
Right.
I try to be, you know, the best father that I know that I could be as possible, you know. Modeling, everything that I'm doing, you know. I don't know. I feel like you can put me in just about any room and I'll fit. Yeah, and that's, I don't know, because I love to learn. I'm like a sponge. I just soak up knowledge. So I love to learn and just, you know, so you can put me in any room and I'm just like a kid in a candy store, like, you know. And I fit right in, though. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm not conforming. I'm not just trying. I'm not trying to be down or none of that. I'm still being who I am, being strong, and you know who I am. But yeah, man,
I feel like
I'm not just one dimensional.
Yeah, and I feel like more brothers need to be doing that, right? Because like, it's crazy. Because like, I was telling my man, he just came home from prison and shit, and I was comparing him to somebody because I used to work on Wall Street to somebody work on Wall Street, and I was like, yo, bro, you're no different from him. Like my friend, like, he's a stone, like, everybody know him, you know what I'm saying, from doing crazy stuff, and, like, he's fair, whatever. I don't look at him like that. That's somebody I grew up with. But I was telling him, like, for him to live 30 years and not be killed and live the life he lived, that takes a skill. You have to be some type, you have to have some type of genius to you. You know what I'm saying?
Maneuver
to survive.
That, like, the jungle, in order to maneuver.
It's a jungle.
That.
And he's really was in the, like, he really in trenches, the streets, right? Trenches. So I was telling him, like, if you take that same person on Wall Street and put you in and put them in your environment, they're not gonna survive. But you can thrive in their environment.
You can thrive, right.
I said, bro, you need to tap into that because you're capable to do that. It's a survival skill. You're just surviving in a different way.
Right, yeah.
And he took heed to what I was saying because it's like, I don't know, I got a lot of, like, it's weird right now. Like, a lot of my friends, my best friend just came home last week. So it's like, I'm seeing everybody coming home around 30 and, like, they're all getting a construction job anyway. So I'm like, yo, we got to make that change. And I'm very positive. Like, I grew up in the hood, but I wasn't indulging to, like, crazy shit. But it's just those are my friends. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at them in no way. Those are the people I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm always going to tell them the right thing, the positive thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want them to be themselves, right? Because it's like I know the older heads in my hood and stuff, they always felt like they forced us to be a way. And then you grow up and you're like, it was the wrong way.
That was the wrong deal. They were teaching us the wrong things. Yeah. So now because of that, I try to teach the youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think just being themselves.
Yeah.
Because there's so much talent in our neighborhoods. Like,
bro, so much talent in the hood, man. But people don't, you know what it is? We, a lot of times we get too busy with listening to what our peers think or trying to impress our peers instead of just listening to that voice inside, man. That voice inside, it be talking to you like, yo.
I know,
love basketball. Yeah. Or, yo, you really like acting. Or, yo, you really like photography. Or, like, skateboarding, whatever it may be, it's right? Fear, bro. Yeah, it's fear, bro. And then you start to think, oh, so-and-so gonna think I'm weird. You think of your immediate friends, you're gonna be like, they're gonna be like, oh, this nigga is weird shit. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, just when you pick up a skateboard or a paintbrush or whatever, bro. And you start to think, like, and it'll turn you totally away,
yeah.
from your,
You're calling.
Yeah, your real purpose here. You missed your, yep. It'll take you away from it, man. Yeah, we get distracted a lot in the hood. That's what the hood will do to you, man. Mm. Yeah.
All right, lastly, we want to just wrap it up because, you know, we always get like some type of dating advice. What is advice you give to a younger you or somebody that's like watching this right now and they trying to get out there and like, because the dating scene is very hectic anyway, right? But like with some like...
You're going to die. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot, man.
Like,
what are you going? I don't care, bro.
It's so crazy because I got way more courageous after my injury, bro. Right. It's to the point, what's this song? Biggie got Notorious B.I.G. What he said?
He said,
this one song. He said, "Nothing to lose, tattooed around my gun bone."
Mm.
So, I got shot in the back, and to me, it's just like. I was literally gonna get that, but long story short, I didn't get it. But I feel like I have nothing to lose ever since my injury, bro. I have everything to gain. Like, what am I scared of? Like, right. You done lost your legs. What more could they take from you? You get what I'm saying? Like, you really can't take much more from me now. It's like, right. Now I don't even care. Now I'm jumping clean, smooth out the window. As soon as I think of something, I'll be like, word? What? Okay, boom. Like, I'm on it. And I go with my gut feeling and my instincts. And I don't care anymore. Because I feel like that's what held me back so many years from being great. Mm. It was me thinking of what people thought of me or just thinking, you know, way too much of the situation. And instead of, like,
just
now.
Doing.
Yeah, doing. Like, now yeah, I'm just man, into yeah. doing and just... And seeing it through and like I get and me I just want a life full of experiences, bro. That's what I'm gaining through this, which is also making me it's giving me more wisdom and more experiences. It's making me able to fit in more rooms because I'm putting myself out there and going through all these different experiences as just sitting in the hood, just like I ain't doing that. I'm too cool. Things be too cool to do stuff. So and that's keep you. I'm saying so in a box, putting yourself in a box, like
automatically.
Yeah, that's how I fight. I'm getting up out of there.
Yeah, my perspective, to me, my advice, to be honest, is learn yourself.
Yeah,
like you see what I'm saying, and work on your skills.
Mm.
Right, like you know, one of the greatest compliments I've had from like one of my exes, she was like, you know. Like, she feels safe around me.
Mm-mm.
She's like, I don't have to think. Like, I'm comfortable being around you. I don't have to think. You know what I mean? I know, like, she obviously had to see me go through a lot of tests, like, in order to feel that comfortable.
Of course, right.
Right. And another ex told me, like, you know, I'm very reliable. Right. Like, so those things I had to work on myself in order to be that man for that my significant other at the time.
Great character traits, by the way. And that's what also makes women feel their softest and purest when they can be that way around. If a man is that way, it takes all the pressure off of them to just relax and be in their femininity.
So, and those are traits that you just work on. That's what I'm saying. There's no money involved in that. You know what I mean? Those are simple things. You get what I'm saying? Just to put in your little notebook, your little pad, and you good. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, man. So you know this first episode we just did ourselves. Good. You know what I mean, bro? Man. You know,
just
like
me and bro, couch talk, type
couch
shit.
Talk, regular talk. Y'all take what y'all take out of this. You know what I'm saying? Continue to subscribe. You know what I mean? And you know, just keep on sharing the pod. You know what I mean? It's helping so much people. I know you guys glad that we was able to continue. Got a few more episodes left for the season. And you know what I mean? We thank y'all for all this journey.
Yeah.
You've been doing it for like 3 years now.
Yeah, so thankful for you guys for following it. Oh, yeah. And listen, by the time you guys see this, you know, listen, it's going to be a new year. So wish you guys all the best this year, you know. And whatever your dreams are, whatever, just go for it. Mm. Put yourself out there. Don't be scared. Attack it, you know, and be relentless and be consistent also. Right. Remember, me and Wolf was talking about that earlier because consistency.
Go for it. Fuck it. You got nothing to lose. 2024.
That's it. Yeah, just nothing to lose. Everything to gain. That's it. 2024. Let's get it.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year, y'all. Jesus.